Well, howdy there, preppers. Welcome to the Prepper Patty Podcast. I'm your host, Prepper Patty. Today, we're diving into the wonderful world of bartering. Yep, that age-old tradition of trading goods and services like it's the wild, wild west. So grab a seat, sit back, and get ready to learn all about the art of bartering. Ever wondered what it would be like to swap that extra can of baked beans for some fresh produce or even a handy tool? Well, today, you're in for a treat because we're going to cover everything from the do's and don'ts to the ins and outs of bartering like a pro. So, whether you're a seasoned prepper looking to refine your bartering skills or a newbie curious about this ancient trading practice, you've come to the right place. Stick around, because by the end of this episode, you'll be wheeling and dealing like a regular old-timey merchant. In the wild world of bartering, you've got to have a keen eye for assessing the value of your supplies. Sure, your collection of vintage Beanie Babies might hold sentimental value, but let's be real, Susan, they're not going to get you very far in a trade. So it's time to take stock of what you've got and figure out what's worth holding on to and what's better off being offered up in exchange for something more practical, like, I don't know, toilet paper. First off, take a look at the condition of your items. Are they in pristine, never been used, still in the original packaging condition, or are they more in the well-loved, gently used, may have a few coffee stains category? The better the condition, the higher the value. So, if you've got a mint-condition llama-shaped disco lamp from the 70s, you might just be able to swap it for some high-quality tools or a stack of firewood. Next, consider the uniqueness of your items. Sure, everyone and their cousin might have a stash of bottle caps. But if you've got a collection of limited-edition, holographic, glow-in-the-dark bottle caps, well, you might just have something special on your hands. And of course, don't forget to take into account the practicality of your supplies. I mean, let's face it, a box of random cords and cables might come in handy someday, but they're not exactly a hot commodity in the bartering world. On the other hand, a set of durable gardening tools or a stockpile of canned goods could help you trade for some real essentials. So, before you start haggling over your goods, take a good hard look at what you've got to offer. Assess the condition, uniqueness, and practicality of your supplies, and you'll be better prepared to make some killer trades. And who knows, with the right combination of items, you might just end up with a cozy new blanket, a pocket full of shiny rocks, and a fresh batch of homemade jerky. Ah, the sweet rewards of a successful barter. So, you found yourself in a bartering situation, huh? Negotiating like a pro takes a special set of skills, and a good sense of humor doesn't hurt either. First off, remember to approach the situation with confidence. It's all about the poker face. You don't want the other person to see that you're secretly dying for that vintage teapot. Keep your emotions in check, maintain eye contact, and throw in a well-timed wink, just to keep things interesting. And of course, always be ready to walk away. Nothing says, I mean business, like a dramatic exit. So you finally scored that pack of toilet paper you've been bartering for. Congratulations. Now that you're a bona fide bartering pro, it's important to remember that bartering etiquette is as crucial as ever. Here are some do's and don'ts to ensure you're not getting on the wrong side of your bartering partners. First off, let's talk do's. Do be honest about the condition of what you're bartering. Nobody appreciates a surprise hole in the middle of their newly acquired t-shirt. And please, do keep it respectful. Just because you really, really need that can of baked beans doesn't mean you should resort to aggressive negotiation tactics. And lastly, do have fun with it. Bartering is a unique and exciting way to trade goods and can lead to some genuine connections with fellow traders. And now, the fun part, the don'ts. Don't be that person who tries to trade a slightly bruised apple for a brand new power drill. It's all about fair exchange here, folks. Also, don't forget to consider the needs and preferences of the person you're bartering with. Just because you're obsessed with vintage dollhouses doesn't mean everyone shares your passion. And whatever you do, don't take it too seriously. It's all a bit of fun and a chance to get creative with swapping goods. So, there you have it, the ultimate guide to bartering etiquette. Follow these handy tips and you'll soon be known as the smoothest trader on the block. Happy bartering. Ah, the art of bartering. Now, we've covered the basics, but let's get into the really fun part, creative items for trade. Picture this, you've got a surplus of homemade candles that rival the ambiance of a fancy spa, and your neighbor happens to be a whiz at fixing up bicycles. Cue the trade negotiations. It's like a scene from a quirky indie movie, but with the added bonus of getting something cool in exchange for your hard work. Now, let's not forget about those homemade preserves that would make your grandma proud. Those little jars of goodness can wield some serious bartering power. Who wouldn't want a taste of that sweet, sweet homemade jam in exchange for some handmade pottery or a vintage record? It's like a culinary exchange program, but with a side of nostalgia. And don't even get me started on the potential of trading knitted scarves for fresh eggs from a neighbor's backyard chickens. It's like a cozy winter swap meet right in your own neighborhood. So, there you have it, folks. When it comes to bartering, the creative possibilities are endless. So, grab those homemade treasures and get ready to trade your way to a whole new world of goods and goodies with a sprinkle of humor and a dash of creativity. Well, folks, we've come to the end of another fascinating episode of Bartering Skills and Supplies. Remember, when it comes to bartering, practice makes perfect. So don't be discouraged if your first attempt to trade that old lawnmower for a vintage record player doesn't quite go as planned. Keep honing those negotiation skills, and soon enough you'll be swapping like a pro. And if all else fails, just tell a good joke. Trust me, nothing seals a trade like a good laugh. So keep bartering, keep laughing, and most importantly, keep listening. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, happy swapping.